This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Winnebago County is stepping in to help out the homeless. On Tuesday, the day-by-day warming shelter announced that they were closing due to a severe staffing shortage, along with problems with clients using illegal drugs. County Executive John Damel then declared an emergency homeless shelter order. Damel tells Newsworthy that county employees will take over and staff the day-by-day warming shelter in downtown Oshkosh for about the next 3 weeks, and police will monitor their clients. County employees will be compensated for volunteering. The owner of a powerboat that crashed into the Lewis Cruise last summer, causing several injuries, is now facing 21 charges in all. Jason Lindeman appeared in court yesterday. He's charged with operating a boat while intoxicated and endangering safety. Tickets are now on sale for this summer's EAA Air Ventures. 70 years of doers and dreamers is the theme. By the way, there are 213 days until the fly-in begins. Page 2, Oshkosh schools are closed today due to the snow. High schoolers are having a digital learning day. Gasoline prices are dropping again. A few stations around Oshkosh are now selling gas for less than $2.50 a gallon. Earlier this year, gasoline prices peaked around $4.25 per gallon. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce is asking area business owners what they expect in 2023. You have until mid-January to complete the Chamber of Commerce Business Outlook Survey. You can find that survey on the Chamber website. The Celebration of Lights is closed tonight, then again Friday night due to the expected snowstorm. The celebration continues, of course, this weekend and through the end of the year. Due to the Christmas holiday, all city services, including garbage and recycling pickup, will be taking Monday off December 26th. Some good news here. The Oshkosh Food and Toy Drive put on by the Oshkosh Fire Department has wrapped up. In addition to a lot of food and toys, it collected better than $740 in gift cards this time around. Turning to sports, voting for the NBA All-Star Game has started. Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton has a shot at becoming an All-Star. The Indiana Pacers guard currently leads the NBA in assist. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a Merry Christmas. We'll see you back here next week on the Chamber website.